I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys. We never even introduce the podcast anymore, right? But I think that's natural.
Okay. Well, we've evolved.
We're in flow.
Is anyone even listening to this anymore?
Are we even
talking into
to
the
anyone?
Void? Oh.
All right. Well, here's just a little update. Well, look, okay, it's what time? What's the time? It's in England.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday night.
8:37 on a Saturday night.
We just watched How to Be Single, starring Dakota Johnson and
Rebel Wilson, Leslie yes. Mann,
Damon Wayans Jr.,
Anders Holm, Jake Lacy, Nicholas Braun,
Jason Manzoukas.
Anyone else in a minor role that we can?
So
look, I've seen this film before.
Same.
And it's
would
interesting.
Would not remember it though, to be
would
fair.
Not stan it. Is
no.
My big thing.
My big takeaways are I love Dakota Johnson and I think she's a
she's
star
got a
and
chop.
She'll
she's
go far.
Chop. She will go far. Mm-hmm. She's only 30, she'll go far.
Yeah, I love Leslie Mann. She's I think so Leslie great. Mann's incredible.
She's always been incredible.
And I wish her absolutely nothing but the best. Rebel Wilson.
It's hard to deny the fact that she does what she needs to do well.
Who? You know, Rebel Wilson.
She fills the role that she is written
mm-hmm.
well.
Okay.
I mean, but I wouldn't say that.
I don't know. I think I dislike her.
Do you think she is? Well, I haven't heard great things about her.
No.
As a person.
No, neither.
And, you know, in the rags. Well, we don't read the rags. But, you know, on the street, word on the street, you know.
No, I'm not a huge
also,
fan.
Also, her social media presence is so bizarre.
It is.
Like, her Twitter
yeah.
is fucking weird, man.
It is weird.
It will just, like, she'll, and on, kind of almost weird in, like, an almost amazing way. Like, almost in, like, a share level way of going, like,
oh, fuck, I love shares
oh,
Twitter.
Fuck, love. Honestly, I do tweet sometimes, and I'm like, this seems crazy, but also like it's very sheer like, and those crack me up. Like, just to have a real strong angle on your social media.
Do you know what I feel like? Voice. I've never found my voice on Twitter.
Yeah, you bring this up so often to the point where it's like no one cares if you find your voice on Twitter, Alice. First of all, you know what? You do have a voice, and your voice is making typos.
My entire personality on Twitter is typos.
100%. And it's not even put on. Like, you're not even faking it because you just managed to.
It's in my mind, I proofread every tweet I send out.
It's and great almost you do it in your mind, but not reality.
I mean, in reality, I'm proofreading them, but I just never see the mistakes. And sometimes people will message me being like, well, actually, Guy Montgomery messages me the most when I've made mistakes on Twitter.
I publicly humiliate you.
Yes, but sometimes I'll be being publicly humiliated and I'm still unable to identify where the typo is.
And that's some confidence, eh? To keep trailing, you know, trailblazing ahead, tweeting still. You do tweet a lot for. You don't tweet
no,
jokes.
No, I don't tweet a lot at all.
You don't tweet jokes at all.
No, not really. And then when I do, they tank, and then I lose confidence,
they
and
don't
I'm like,
tank.
They do tank,
but no,
man.
Some I've tank, some tank, Alice. You keep doing it. You. Keep...
I've never found my voice on Twitter.
Oh my god. As if it's our fault. You're saying that as if it's on us that you haven't found your voice on Twitter.
Well, I just don't know how to do it. I'm so self-conscious on there. I use it mainly for promo, but I wish I was crack up on there. If I'm honest, I wish I was crack up on Twitter. But it's just
it's
never going to happen.
Maybe.
I felt like I maybe found my voice on Instagram for a short, brief time, and then I lost it.
Well, who cares, really?
I do. I want people to look at my Twitter and be like, I'm, you know, I'm worried that when they look me up, they go to my Twitter and they're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's worried about that.
Maybe I should delete it. I was going to delete
it.
But
none of it's like the true, like, I mean, I worry about that. I think I worry, look, bring it back to the title track of this podcast.
Sure.
A lot of the time I feel like I tweet too many like fucking like lonely girl culture is my vibe.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy now.
No, like I've monetized I do agree with you, and that is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that you are definitely cornered yourself into a mindset about it all.
Not a mindset, but a brand of being like,
I'm not talking about a brand though, I'm talking about where you're personally at.
Okay, well, let's talk about the movie. Okay, the movie is one that I've watched before. I like it. It was, I just wanted to watch it. I don't know why, but
yeah, you did come in quite strong. Like there was no,
well, I actually,
there was no hint that we were going to watch How to Be Single.
Someone on Twitter mentioned it actually, and reminded me that Nicholas Braun's in it, and I was like,
"Is that why?"
No, no, no.
Oh, it all falls into place.
No, no, no. There's lots of great people in it, but I was like, "Oh, well, let's watch Greg the Egg."
I was honestly happy. I spent most of the day watching This Is Us.
Fuck, man, I can't believe you watched that.
I know,
utter
I can't
trash.
Believe it either. I can't believe it either. It's so bad. But I just find it so easy to watch. And then when I was on the plane, I cried at a few episodes.
I cannot do This Is Us.
I know, it's so bad. And everyone's always giving those speeches like about massive moments in their life. And I'm like, that does not happen in real life.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Do you... Like, what are the speeches? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about because
okay,
I don't watch
so
This Is Us.
People watch... Are you kidding? No one watches This Is Us?
I don't watch This Is Us.
I was
going to
say, it's Emmy nominated. It's a huge success story for NBC. I mean, wish them all well.
Right, yeah. Yeah, let's give our support. Throw our support behind NBC. That little mom and pa shop at NBC.
It's nice to see them have a win.
Yeah.
So the speech they do is that there's just all the kids are extraordinarily precocious, and they're always saying it's not even wise stuff, it's words masquerading as wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on these monologues for about a minute or two, and everyone's constantly speaking in metaphors or similes. Like, you would never before. Actually, do you know what? That's not true. Once I have used a metaphor in my life.
When?
Or a simile. When I was trying to cheer a friend up.
Okay. How did it go?
Well, it's
ended
not...
badly. Oh, don't want to go into that story. Oh.
No. So what happened was I said, so they were heartbroken. So it was a different context. And on reflection, mm-hmm. this was not an appropriate comparison. But I had a moment in my life once where I had like really bad food poisoning or something. And it was one of those food poisonings where I was like, my stomach was so sore and I was on the toilet having diarrhea whilst also vomiting into a bucket I was holding, you know, at the same time. And
I love it.
And the story I said to my friend was like, I remember in that moment thinking that nothing will ever be worse than this. And so that's what I always use as my benchmark. And I said to her, this is your like shitting and vomiting moment. It's only going to get better from here. But in fact, it didn't. And it was on and off and bad for a couple
Jesus
more years
Christ.
After.
Can I just point out to listeners, there is a fridge running in this room, and that's the hum you hear. Sorry, I zoned out the entire story because I was
and
thinking about the fridge.
And I lost confidence in it because I could tell that you weren't engaged, so I thought if you're
I
not
am
engaged,
engaged. I
if
am
you're
engaged.
Not engaged, who's engaging?
My friend Chelsea said that to me, the same advice, well, just the same advice, like, after a breakup of going, like, it will get better eventually, but it's literally time. It's yeah. You can't speed up time. That's the worst thing about a breakup is that you have to fucking sit in it. You yeah. need and you just can't. You don't want to speed up time, and it just sucks. But
I don't want to sit in anything.
You know, you don't want to sit in shit and vomit. You know,
no,
but
I don't.
But there is no chance that in a year you won't feel different. You know, you could feel worse. You'll be in a different state. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I don't experience it, but I believe it.
Can I ask?
Go on.
How to be single, Alice? Hey,
I have no
sis, how to be single. Happy single.
Happy single.
Happy single, sis.
God, I don't know. This movie just made me more sure that I want to be in a relationship. But I don't, though. That's the thing, though, is I don't crave a relationship in the sense of, like, I've never been one of those people who just wants, like, the idea of a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, no, you want a relationship with a person.
With a specific person I'm interested in.
Sure.
Is I don't think I'm ever like, God, I just want like a boyfriend or girlfriend, let's be honest, you know? Like, I've just never been that way.
But like, I think you can be that way. Like, I feel like the other day I had an actual, it's almost a craving for the first time in ages to be in a relationship. Usually it's never about a relationship. It's usually about like, just a person or like a sexual encounter, etc. Mm-hmm.
Great.
But the other day, yeah, but it was
good
kind
for
of
you.
But it's even like, it's like when you fantasize about like whatever, like boning someone or like getting with someone or kissing someone.
Yeah,
all those awesome fantasies. But then like for the first time, like it's so gross. I kind of just fantasized about like making dinner with someone.
Oh, that is nice.
I know. I fantasize about like just someone being like glad to see me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh God, that's the most depressing. I do have
my relationship fantasy is definitely like Sunday in bed. Like that's the thing I would probably.
Well, now I've got that to add to it.
Yeah, so God nice. Have a coffee in bed. Read the paper.
Makes me
I'm
sad.
Like, when do I even get the paper anymore? But I'd love to read the paper in bed with someone. You know,
right?
That would be nice.
I've never seen you fucking read a paper, so I'm like, what era are you imagining this happening in?
Yeah, I don't get the paper anymore. Maybe I'm on my phone. We're both on our phones.
You're both on your phones. You're on your iPad. You got your Apple.
My
Pencil.
iPad. I'm on my iPad having a lovely cup of coffee. Or something, you know, and
but
then
isn't
like
it, yeah, is this
have
is there,
sex and then have some breakfast and then have sex again.
Okay, well yours is turning a bit smutty to be honest. Like I'm not talking about that.
I'm just saying like separate. Spending the day, a relaxing Sunday together is probably my relationship fantasy. That's the thing I would like.
Interesting.
You know.
That's fucking classic you.
Why? Because I love to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love to relax.
And I love to have a day of no obligations, you know?
Yeah. I am, except for you, to your romantic partner, the obligation of being together forever. Hey, girl, it's no obligations. It's a no obligations day, apart from the fact that you need to love me until the day I die. Okay? Right. Okay. You want to read the paper now or you want this?
I know that
section?
I am an intense personality, but I don't know how to change it. I want to change it. I don't know how to change.
It's really odd.
I want to change.
It's super odd that you are more intense in that regard than I am.
Yeah.
Like that shocks me. But also it makes sense. But it also...
But wouldn't you say that's how I operate my friendships? And that there is intense devotion to the people in my life who I'm close friends with. But no expectation as to... Like time spent.
Oh
or...
no, totally. No. I mean, just like how like hard you will go for it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like how much you want out of those relationships. Like,
yeah, that's fucked.
You know, you expect a lot out of a relationship. I think when you get into one, you will expect a lot of it. Not a bad way, but you're like,
I'm gonna
jump
off this balcony.
No, fuck off. You won't die. It's only one story.
I think that could be good for me.
I think that could be good for me.
I need a break. I need a reason just to be left alone for a while.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. No. I don't know how to change my brain chemistry in that way, but I really think it would be...
You can't.
Oh, maybe I can't. And that's why I'll be alone forever, ultimately.
Shut up. How be single, though? Like, so,
how be single?
How be single? Because...
How single?
How single?
Okay, how do you be single?
Well, I be single. Like,
girl, you be single.
I be single. I be in perpetual state of single.
Same.
Not perpetual, but like a long time. And honestly, I didn't expect it. I truly didn't expect to be. It's this. I mean,
I am the opposite. That is my expectation.
Well, I'm trying to think of like what my expectation, like maybe that was my expectation from when I was younger. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am.
Go on.
Here's my position. Okay.
Okay.
My position is that
monologue, man.
I am. I don't know what that means, so I don't really know what I can do for you there. I am. I don't like myself.
Oh.
But
yeah.
I'm happy with my own company. Like, yes, I enjoy. But
what did you say to me earlier?
What?
You said, I'm a cool girl.
I'm a great girl with a great personality and a lot of love to give. But it's true.
It is true.
I mean, like, great girl, great personality is you know, obviously a matter of opinion.
Subjective.
Yeah. But I believe that, like, that's the extent of which, like, I'm not, it's weird to feel simultaneously like I hate myself, but also like a bit like I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
I've got something going on.
Yeah. I hear you.
Exactly. I think everyone has that.
I think everyone feels that way. Yeah.
Everyone has that because it's, you know, it's different to different people, all that stuff. But
yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with my own company a lot of the time. And I love, you know, I like my little projects. I like, doing, you know.
You do love crafts.
I love YouTube. I love crafts. Yeah. I love self-improvement in a way. But like.
You love to learn a new skill.
Yeah, and I feel some worth in things that I can control. Okay. I feel a lot, do you know what I mean? Like, and going like making work that I'm proud of.
Yes.
Or having like creative integrity sometimes. Not sure. All the time. Or like being crack up sometimes. You know? But then I get a lot of worth from how other people interpret me and, like, you know, people who enjoy that work, etc. And I put a lot of my self-esteem, I rest a lot of my self-worth on how other people interpret me and what they believe about me. But then it's like, but because I haven't been with anyone for a long time, I don't feel anymore too much like I need to get... feel worthiness from another person who's in love with me, because I haven't had that for a long time, I think.
Yeah, that's an interesting point of difference between you and I, because we were having this discussion about Twitter the other day, or like Instagram or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whether you feel good or bad by, like, because I said, do you feel overwhelmed by how many notifications you get?
Mm-hmm.
And you said no. Mm-hmm. You said it makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean,
has the absolute opposite effect on me.
No, because I've got a really horrible relationship with social media, in the sense that, like, I feel, and obviously get an endorphin rush from the fact that people, like, interact with me and all that stuff. And I live this, like, fake simulation life where I value that more than other people's, you know, real people's opinions and stuff. Because then you take all of the negative stuff as much as you know.
As you do the positive stuff. Yeah.
It's incredibly
true.
Damaging to your kind of sense of self, I suppose. But, but you know, that's the world we live in. But to more to the point of relationships.
Please, go on.
I think
speak
that
freely.
Ultimately.
When you're ready.
Ultimately.
Yes.
I feel like I don't function crazy well in relationships. Because I do like independence, and I get scared sometimes of, and it's a death thing, I think.
What does independence mean, though? What does that mean?
Being able to do fucking your own thing, and being alone.
Can you not do that in a relationship?
Being alone.
Can you not also do that in a relationship? I feel like a healthy relationship builds in time to be alone and to do your own shit. Surely. Because nobody should be doing things in a couple 24/7.
Yeah, I know, but what you're saying is, the ideal relationship. I don't think most relationships aren't like that.
Most relationships are bad.
Yeah,
most
relationships are bad, for sure.
Yeah, most relationships are bad.
A big thing that I was always like,
why it's interesting that people covet being in relationships when you see them and you're like, but that's a bad relationship. But the status of a bad relationship socially is still higher
mm-hmm.
than the status of,
Being single.
Being single.
100%. 100%. But that's just fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the patriarchy.
Shit is the patriarchy, babe. Brung, brung. Oh my god, no! Can we just have a nice conversation about relations, please, for the fuck's sake? Hello, you're listening to Bones of the Heart. Hey, who is this?
G'day, it's me. It's Olivia.
I don't want to engage in this, please.
You were talking about my old mate
Rebel Wilson. I wanted to call in and give you a piece of my mind about that fucking bitch.
Okay, well, what was your experience with Rebel Wilson, Ozzyanna?
Couldn't be fucking worse. We went to the same primary school together.
Really?
You wouldn't believe what this little bitch did to me.
Okay.
What yeah, did you so do? I was in the netball team. I was goal A. She was goal D, and she complained to the coach. Lo and behold, now she's goal A, and I'm on the fucking reserve bench, mate.
Wow.
Can you fucking believe that?
Really can't believe
anyway,
that.
Anyway, so I was relegated to making the halftime bloody oranges while she's out there doing goal A, never making a fucking hoop in her bloody life. But, oh, yeah, she's got to be in it because Rebel gets what Rebel wants, fucking bitch.
Okay, Ozzyanna, I don't understand because you are a lot older than Rebel Wilson.
Hey, I'm not fucking older than Rebel Wilson.
Yes, you are.
Hey, how old do you think I am?
You fucking sound it.
How old do you think I am?
55.
How?
55.
Hey, get the fuck. Go fucking blow some air up your ass. I'm not.
She swears so much.
Yes, she does. But I love her chutzpah. Can I say that?
I mean, yeah, sure. You kind of said it correct. Oh, fuck, man. That was awful. I hated it.
I don't know what is the point of this. What's the point of this podcast?
What do you mean?
Nah, you're right. I'm over it.
Are you
Here's
kidding?
Something that we've noticed in movies that
what
I think we should
talk
about.
Did you just say, what is the point of this podcast? Because you did your little segment and I reacted negatively. That tailspinned you into...
My little segment. Here, can I just say, when
I
we first
have
started
always
this podcast,
been
you
on
would
the
yes
record.
And me. You would yes and me.
You
now you go
know,
no fuck off.
You know that I hate calls. You fucking know it. And you know I hate Ozzyanna.
Bring bring.
And you know I really hate bring, it. Bring. Alice, please don't. I'm gonna cry.
Ring,
ring. Oh my god.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Oh, g'day. Yeah, hi. This is Rebel Wilson.
Oh, wow. Rebel.
Yeah, fucking.
This is crazy.
So, anyway.
We're just talking about you. This is.
Yeah, well,
nuts.
My ears were
alive,
burning.
So.
They were burning right off. Started the bloody California wildfires.
Okay, well, that's insensitive. So. Oh, do you want to hang up now, Rebel Wilson? Oh, is it? Oh, sorry. You want to end the call now, Rebel Wilson? Oh. Oh, guys, we lost Rebel Wilson. I'm so sorry. It seems like she's going to be cancelled because she just made a flippant remark about the California wildfires. All right. Okay.
Don't
leave that. No, you can't delete it. You're not deleting it. Not deleting it. All right.
Oh, God.
Move on.
Move on.
I was just, I'm trying to have a D&M on the fucking podcast and you...
Nah, go on. Go
nah,
on.
I'm not, I'm over it. I'm done. What
D&M,
is this podcast?
What do you want to say?
I don't want a podcast. Nah, fuck off. Actually, fuck off. I've been opening my heart. I've been pouring my heart out.
And I'm listening.
On this podcast.
I'm all ears, baby.
Nah. I just want... Everyone wants someone to just really, like, absolutely dig what they're laying down.
Fuck yeah.
And it's really hard.
I think there's someone out there for you.
Yeah, cheers, babe. Cheers, hon.
I think what's going to be difficult for me...
Okay, go on.
Is that... Whoever I end up with, I'm going to love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be hard.
So we've got another great girl with a lot of love to give. We've got another GG with a GP and a LOLTG.
I think it's going to be hard for them to match that energy.
What? With a lot of love to give?
Yeah, with a lot of love to give.
Oh, fuck off. That's so confident of you.
No, it's not confident. It's the opposite of confident.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have a lot of love to give. I think, do you think that...
That you have a lot of love to give?
No, I'm not asking because I already know I got a lot of love to give. I think, though, that it's very rare and it's hard to find relationships where both parties have an equal amount of lot of love to give.
Yes.
Person always has a little bit more love to give.
Yes.
But maybe that's untrue. I don't know. It's so, I mean, you can't also rank it or like, you know, I don't know. Oh, I don't know what I'm trying to say anymore.
No, I think there are lots of couples out there who have equal amounts of love to give.
In so many ways, I am absolutely fine and enjoy being single because I think it really does genuinely the independence. What I'm talking about is that like I could move countries and I wouldn't have to worry about a partner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How often are you moving countries?
What? Well, I'm moving countries all the time. Like I go between New Zealand and England.
That's true.
I don't have to be in a long distance relationship. I could move in wherever I want. I could own a house without having to think about, you know, sharing an asset with someone. I could technically sleep with other people, not that I sleep with anyone, to be honest.
There are options there.
That's the biggest thing, is that I remember being so scared when I was younger about being in relationships because I was always like, fuck, okay, this is going to be the person I have sex with for the rest of my life. Oh my God, no, I don't want that. I want to get out there, be wild and free, have sex with lots of people. I don't do that. I'm single. I can't do that.
I can do that.
But I don't do that in the same way of like, that I thought, I don't know.
I think you go through phases.
Well, I don't know.
I've seen you set a mission, go out and accomplish that mission.
That's happened, I reckon, like 3 times.
It's quite a few times.
What, in a long time where we've known each other?
Oh, yeah, but I mean that specific where you've gone like, tonight I'm going to have sex with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've gone out and you've done that.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good strike, right?
No, that's only happened like 2 times. Sometimes I unintentionally have sex with someone else, not the person I'm initially going for. Then I end up with someone else. I'm like, all right, that's fine. So only, yeah, it's you know, just feel the vibes. I have so little confidence in that anymore.
And you've gone from being a sex witch to no confidence.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Honest to G, I have lost my sex.
You're still a sex witch.
I've lost it.
You can't lose it. No, you can't lose it. It's the attitude you take in is all that matters. People put too, and this is my theory, you cannot, as an individual, be good or bad at sex. That's my theory.
That's crazy.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon you can only be, like, you have to be met with whatever you're bringing to the table in the sexual encounter.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, because sex is happening between two people.
Nice.
At least.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Wait, so hang on. What are you trying to say?
So I'm saying, like I can't say I'm good at sex.
Right, got it.
Because,
yeah, but people can be
how
bad.
Good the sex is entirely depends on who I'm having sex with and what my relationship is with them, whether it's like, I mean, chemistry-wise, I don't mean, like, you know, what do we feel about each other.
But one can
just in terms
be
of, like, what is our compatibility with each other.
Sure, but someone can be bad at sex.
I think you can be bad at listening, and therefore that makes you bad at sex.
No, I think people can be bad at sex.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you be bad at it if you just focus on listening and reacting to what your partner wants?
It's confidence. It's sexual confidence. Some people don't have sexual confidence to listen. Like, they're not even just not listening. They can't even know what they're so freaked out that they don't know what they're doing.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had this experience, but I can imagine that being a thing. Do you know what I mean? I can sure. imagine being so in your own head about it and being so self-conscious and having sex that you can barely communicate, let alone listen to someone else communicating.
Yeah, right. I hear. Okay, so, sure. So I guess there are some people who are bad at sex and some people who are good at sex.
Yeah.
Well. But that doesn't mean that a person who's bad at sex can't be good at sex with a particular person.
Totally.
Or under
another
the
person who's bad at sex.
Or under the right circumstances. Yeah. And vice versa.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
So in saying that, it's like maybe what you feel you've lost is your confidence. But you shouldn't, because your ability remains the same.
I don't think I have, like, I go into a shadow realm when I have sex, yeah. for sure, of going like, you know, like, okay, well, I guess we're just doing all this. So there's not much of a problem there.
Yeah.
But it's because, you know, it's congrats. The shadow realm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the lead up, and it's like the, I've just become so nervous about, like
flirting and stuff.
Yeah, and like just even someone looking at me or like the idea of like I don't believe that someone else could like me.
Mm.
So I don't let them, maybe, even if they do.
Yes, yeah, yeah. No, I was like that for ages.
Yeah, so it's like I deny that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
no
yeah.
one has ever really just like, because I read every sign as like, oh no, they're not into me sign.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I 100% relate to that. Yes, yeah. yes, 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 yes.
Whereas I'm like, is that just me? Or is it that just that these other people who are genuinely not into me most of the time? Or is it that, like, when I was younger, I was more, like, confident or open to that possibility of someone liking me? Or, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe as you get older, you, like, get a bit more, like, jaded a bit, maybe? Or...
Interesting.
Less open to the idea of just, like, quite, like, organic love, like, blossoming of love.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think you're right in the sense of, like, it does become a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm.
And that you're going, no one will be interested in me, and therefore you don't give out the type of energy that allows someone to be interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, there's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that you're at that zone yet. You know, let's reassess in 6 months and see where you are. But I don't think you're in that zone yet. You're immensely fuckable, you know? There's so many
no,
people
no,
out
no.
there.
No, no, no. I'm talking about lovable babe. Sorry, I'm calling you babe so much in this.
No, that's fine. Ooh, freaky.
Opened.
The door just opened by itself. I don't enjoy that, actually, and I don't care that it's probably the wind. You're heaps lovable.
It's definitely the wind.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's lovable.
But this is
though.
What I'm saying. This is the fantasy. This is the
Do
fantasy
you
I'm having.
Melania Trump is in love with Donald Trump?
No.
Oh, really?
Okay. I believe some people can never experience actual love.
Because they hate themselves?
No. Just because they chemically don't experience love. And they get confused by the world around them or other people who seem to experience this chemical reaction. And they go, fuck, because it's so, like, just mainstream. Love is, like, so mainstream. Yeah. And then they go, oh, shit. Okay, well, I will maybe pretend to do stuff. I mean, I'm not saying Melania Trump is that. And also I'm saying, I mean, asexuality or aromanticism is absolutely a total thing, which isn't like a bad thing at all.
Completely valid.
Completely valid.
But no one who's asexual or aromantic is listening to this podcast.
I reckon maybe not.
I mean, why would you if you had no interest in it, you know?
No, I think an asexual person who's not aromantic or an aromantic person who's asexual.
Sure.
Well, you know, you either or. If you're both, then... Wow, that's awesome. Thanks for sticking it out on this podcast. Maybe they're doing research. I don't know.
Email in and let us know what the listening experience is like.
Completely. But yeah, no, it's I keep on having fantasy, like a recurring fantasy.
The number one thing that stops people falling in love with you.
You've never heard my recurring fantasy, by the way. But anyway, go on.
Go on. What is your
thing? What was it? The number one thing?
The number one thing that prevents people from falling in love with any individual is that person believing that they are not worthy of being loved.
They are not worthy of being loved.
I'm saying if you believe that you are not worthy of being loved,
mm-hmm.
then it's very hard for you to receive love and to give love.
For sure. I mean, this is a...
So maybe that's the spot you're in, though, you know?
This is the problem that we've had in... not problem, but, like, this is the difficulty in writing a fucking romantic comedy script. You know what I mean? Because, like, I fundamentally... Like, it's really weird, and it feels so strange. Basically, not fantasizing, but, you know, fabricating moments of romance and love and, like, connection.
Yeah.
When you don't believe that you should experience them, you are currently experiencing themselves, or you should experience them. Like, it's such a horrible thing where you're like, I'm a fucking freak. Why am I tapping away this little bit? We're being like, oh yeah, like I don't know. It feels weird. I don't know.
I know. I can't imagine what that would feel like. I would have an entirely different relationship to the scripts if I was writing them about me.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Even though it is a character you're playing,
of course. But my skin crawl.
Well, that's why I try write most of the love scenes. You know,
sure, the love scenes. No, because I feel absolute shame. It's just so weird. Oh,
that sucks.
You know?
There's going to be someone listening to this podcast right now who's like, I love you.
Well,
just clear it up for the fans. Would you have sex with a fan?
Or not? What are you talking about?
Oh.
No. No. Oh. Well, no.
Well, okay.
Fan? Also, can you not call them fans?
Oh, sorry. So yeah.
Weird.
Well, I don't mean like necessarily a person. They're matter
fans. No. No, I mean,
a listener of the podcast. Would you have sex with a listener of the podcast?
No, because they know too much. They know way too much about me.
You're limiting yourself there.
No,
if there are any eligible bachelors.
No, Alice, you know that I'm strangely specific.
That's true, but I reckon the type of guy that you enjoy, which is a beta male,
because by the very action of listening to this podcast means that you like me, and that's not my type. So my type is anyone who does not engage in any of my content, probably doesn't find me that funny, and has some sort of, I don't know, bee in their bonnet about me. I'll really go for you. Really go for that type. Oh my God. Oh, good grief. Maybe go
trawl through the negative comments on iTunes or something to find your one true love.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah, God, yeah. Oh. Bring, bring.
Last call, then I'm done.
Bring, bring.
Hello, you're listening to Boners of the Heart, Rose speaking.
Hello, hi, this is, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my God. Hi, Ellen DeGeneres. wow, this is insane. I'm so sorry.
Hi.
How did you get this number?
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan.
Wow, the podcast.
Yeah. You girls were, you know, really sticking it to me. Yeah, I got a Google alert.
Oh, okay. I want to give another go at that. A Google what?
I got a Google alert.
Right, fine.
As to my name. And then, you know, against my better judgment. No. She said that. Against my better judgment, I started listening, and well, I gotta say, I mean, you got a read on me.
Wow,
I just love you gals, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to call in and so clear nice. The air about what's been going
cleared
on.
Cleared the ear? You mean an air or air?
Clear the air.
Clear the air.
Shit. Clear the air.
Look.
About what's been going on in my show and such things.
I just want to ask, are you okay, Ellen?
I'm having a rough time.
Are you having a rough time?
You know, in between me bloody being in quarantine and this prison of a home and, you know, and then everybody going off crazy about how my work's a hostile environment and toxic culture and... You know, I've been having a real hard time.
I'm sorry about that.
But what's been nice is that Portia and I have reconnected.
Portia? Sorry, I'm so sorry. Can I just say, who's Portia?
I'm sorry, you're making fun of me.
I'm really
putting myself in a vulnerable position calling up here.
You are. And honestly, full credit to you for fronting up on a podcast which has been known to really publicly just fucking hate you, essentially. Well, hate's a strong word.
Basically, but, you know. I wanted to ring in and let you girls know, like, there's a reason why I'm on the hit list. And and I'm going to give it my all in this 2020 to really move over from that slot into the shit list. Do you know what I mean?
That really appreciate that, Ellen. But I'm so sorry, you are still absolutely on the hit list.
Well,
so
I'm committed to changing your minds about me. Do you love to dance?
Sorry, we lost Ellen.
Oh, fuck, that was an incredible exclusive, though.
That was a hot scoop. A hot spoop. Any last thoughts about How to Be Single?
I think...
The movie, not the concept.
Oh, okay. I give it a 4 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What do you give it?
4.5.
Nice. Well, IMDb gives it a 6.1.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we're both being a little bit mean there. Alison Brie, she was also in it.
I said that.
Oh, did you say that?
I did say that.
That's awesome.
It was such a, you know what? It was such a pleasure and a privilege to see these four gorgeous white women just thrive in New York City. Famously the whitest city in the world. Really just such a joy to continue the tradition of four white women
in New York
City.
It is crazy that they're all white.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and it's white supremacy, and it's the thing that contributes to my negative low self-esteem. I need to stop watching media like this. And
that's true. And that actually, might be true.
Of course it's true. Thank you, Alice, for
you might be onto something. It could be that you're on the right track here.
Oh my god! But it is actually atrocious. I knock it down to a 4 because it is fucking atrocious. This was 2016, and this film was made without one hint of self consciousness. That this was just like, I mean, you know, okay, like, it's just bullshit of going like
none of these women needed to be white.
Yeah. Also, the fact that like. It pisses me off of going like people put Rebel Wilson in things almost as this thing of going like, huh, body positivity. No, it's not. You're still using Rebel Wilson and like her, you know, physique. Her as like this joke sometimes, you know, it's all so often time. All the time.
Yeah.
And every other character in this fucking film is so stick thin in a way that's like unreal.
I know.
And it's like, it's just bizarre that it's still happening, and just, I don't know. It's just tiring.
I would love to see a lead in a movie who wasn't, whose being fat wasn't like either a punchline or a plot point.
I mean, to be fair, in this film,
it's not a plot point.
It's not a plot point, but it informs her
physical comedy.
And I don't know, maybe we're being too, I just, Rebel Wilson's a very hard one to unpack, I think.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
And
it's a really tricky subject.
It's a tricky subject. Do you think I've spoken badly on it,
on body positivity?
Yeah, in terms of,
no, I don't think you've spoken badly on it,
because I don't want to diminish the fact that like she is a body that you need, like people exist in the world of not the like Dakota Johnson body type.
Yes.
And not to say that like, oh, she's just there just because she is of that body type as a token thing.
But it does feel like that. I mean, in a similar Pitch way, Perfect, saw... she's literally called Fat Amy.
Exactly. And
the same in Bridesmaids, that character is funny on her own, but also funny because she's fat, because that contributes to part of it.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that she's fat is part of her humor.
Yeah.
Disappointingly, and the reason I know that is because a lot of people say I'm a lot like Rebel Wilson, and I'm like, yeah, I've had that comment so many times, and my comedy is nothing like Rebel Wilson. The only thing that we share is that we're both fat.
That is, but it's so unreal, and I'm so sorry I said that.
to be fair, you did mean it as a compliment.
Oh, God.
But no, all the time. It is wild.
I'm just sick of these fucking...
We just need a movie with like, like not even fat people. I would like to see some regular sized gals up there.
I just want to see some regular sized white women.
If I could just have some regular white women.
Oh, it's just horrible. Like, the state of it is just horrific.
Do you know what? Queen Latifah is a great example of a larger woman who has roles
that have almost nothing to do with her size. Yeah, and she's so talented and funny and good.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love Queen Latifah.
She should not be the...
She's a gay icon.
She should not be the anomaly. She should not be the exception. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I agree.
You're like, and also, it's insane where you're like, oh, cool. So this is a person who is, you know... So in some ways represents the opposite of what you traditionally put in films as leads, and it works. Not to be like, let's do that a ton more.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, no, no, let's just go with the same fucking shit. I mean, it's...
Imagine if they cast movies based on who was funny and good.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
It would be crazy. Although, I will say, I rate Dakota Johnson.
Oh, no, she's got huge comedy chops here.
Yeah.
But there is, for every Dakota Johnson, there are fucking 10 average white girls in these rom-coms.
Yes, 100%.
Being so deeply average/bad.
Yeah, I agree.
And
Gillian Bell, although she has been in stuff about her weight and things. She has been in movies that aren't about that, and she's fucking good.
And not to say that, like, there aren't shit people who aren't white, you know? Yes. Like, it's not a thing. It's just...
There are plenty of unfunny fat people. Give us a chance to see it.
I know. It's just, I'm not usually like so irate about, I'm not usually so irate about like representation so much, because I'm like, I also hate the alternatives of I feel like virtue signaling and tokenism, et cetera, trying to like cover your own ass to seem woke. But it's actually a dismantling of the system rather than a fucking band-aid of going, here's a brown person in a cast of white people, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm probably guilty of it myself. I'm not dismantling that system enough myself. But it's just tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to grow up brown and all of your rom-com lead fucking people
are white. Fuck, that's true.
And you cannot see yourself in them. You can see yourself in them in such a way, and then you realize you do not look like them, and you would never be put in that situation.
Do you know what? It's not the same at all. But like, seeing sex scenes when I was younger only with skinny women, and you know, they always have the scene where the guy is like kissing down her stomach to eat her out.
What fucking rom-coms were you watching, girl?
I don't know, man.
The ones late at night on Sky One.
Not just like romantic movies. There's always, you know the moment I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where they kiss their stomach. Yeah. That made me so self-conscious of my stomach.
Oh my God.
When I was a teenager, I was like, man, I can't have this fat tummy and have sex. What about that fucking moment, you know?
That's, man, fucking hell, man.
It's a representation.
Fat tummy representation. Matt,
and brown girl representation.
I know, but again, as I keep on saying, it's white supremacy to not see double chins on screen.
It's true.
Because guess what? Guess who has fucking, you know, on the whole, not double chins? It's these ladies who are...
Do you reckon?
Not... What do you mean?
Well, I don't think that's the thing that people say about, like, Polynesian women, is it?
What, that they're bigger?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Well, no, like, we're like, you know, I'm tall, I'm, you know, sure. My parents called me Taros when I was a little baby, because I was just a little baby.
You were a cute little baby, though.
Maybe that's not true. I don't know. But no, it is. But Polynesian, you know, you get stuff about being big, you know, or like tall or just broad or just, you know, heavy set and stuff.
Flat feet.
Except, well, you know, you don't need to get personal, but but you know,
it is white supremacy.
Well, gosh. No, I say it's white supremacy because I feel like, I don't know. No, maybe it's not white supremacy, but it feels like I get my the aspects of myself that aren't, I wouldn't say I'm self-conscious about, especially being on screen, all of that stuff, etc. My hair, my...
Your hair?
My nose, my... Yeah, definitely my hair sometimes.
Man.
You know, or my, you know, my body type, I get, yeah, from my fucking brown... You know, like, it's the brown side stuff. It's the stuff that, like... And that's shit. You know.
Yeah, that sucks.
But some of it I get from my white side as well. Some of it, you know, big nose, round face, I suppose. But, you know.
Oh man, I don't know who I get my looks from in my family.
Both
who I can blame.
Equally. Anyway, oh, this has gone on for so long. It's nearly 450 minutes. Sorry,
oh,
guys.
Oh fuck.
Sorry.
Thanks
guys.
So much for listening. Email us into Boners of the Heart.
Yeah, and hey, if any of you know how to be single, please let us know. We were desperate to know.
I'll be single.
All right, bye. Peace out. Boners of the heart. Boners of the heart. Boners of the heart. Boners of the heart.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.